President Trump is back at the White House today, beginning the new year with tweets about North Korea, Pakistan, and Iran, and talking about the Republican tax overhaul, which took effect yesterday. Now, the GOP may have ended last year on a high note, but Democrats are looking ahead to the fall when they hope to win big in this year's midterm election. So let's get the lay of the land from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, so let's see how 2018 is starting off, because today the president repeated his support for anti-government protests in Iran, tweeting, quote, "The people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime." But do we know, do we have any idea of what the administration's actual strategy is towards Iran right now?
We don't yet, and one Republican, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, went on television yesterday to say tweeting is not enough. The president needs a strategy. He has to lay out a plan to engage the regime. And he hasn't done that yet. There are a couple decisions he has to make pretty soon. Whether he's already decided to not recertify the Iran nuclear agreement, but he hasn't decided to ask Congress yet to put sanctions back on Iran. So that's one thing the White House could do. But of course, that doesn't really matter unless our European allies also decide to put sanctions on Iran. And the U.S. would have to engage in diplomacy to convince them to do that.
Right. Okay. So speaking of Congress, Congress also returns to Washington. The Senate returns tomorrow. The House next week. They'll get to work on negotiating another spending bill in order to keep the government open beyond January 19th. But there seems to be a battle there over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program as well.
That's true. Tomorrow, Mark Short, who's the legislative affairs director at the White House, and Mick Mulvaney, who's head of the budget office, are going to go up to Capitol Hill and meet with the bipartisan bicameral leadership. And they're going to try to figure out what kind of budget caps they're willing to agree to so the government can stay open beyond January 19th. You're right, DACA, what to do with all those kids who were brought here illegally as children, and Obama gave them deportation relief. Trump removed it and gave Congress a deadline of March to restore deportation relief to them if that's what Congress wants to do. I don't know if that's going to be part of this end of January funding deal. They might decide to let it go all the way up until the deadline that the president has imposed of March. But there's no doubt that the Democrats feel very strongly about this. The president has said he'd only make a DACA deal if he got funding for the wall, which is a non-starter with Democrats. So the question is there some kind of a compromise that would include language that Trump could say was funding for the wall and Democrats could say was not funding for the wall?
Just got a minute here to go, Mara. I mean, we could talk about lots of things that Congress wants to do, including infrastructure, which is interesting. But, you know, in the introduction, I mentioned that Democrats hope to have some kind of blue wave in November of this year. Now, 11 months is an eternity in politics. I completely understand that. But is there any legitimacy to that hope?
I think there's a legitimacy to some kind of a wave, whether it would be big enough to get them the House back or to mitigate their losses in the Senate is unclear. The rule of thumb is that because of the way that Republicans are fortified by redistricting, Democrats would have to win 58% of the national vote for the House of Representatives just to get 50% of the seats. That's a very high bar. The generic ballot is not that big yet for Democrats, even though they have an advantage, but they'd need about a 16-point advantage to get over those kind of structural fortifications for Republicans. So I think that Democrats are very optimistic. There's a lot of talk about a big wave. It's kind of like take the House back or bust. Yeah. I think expectations are high, and I also think that they've maybe put the bar too high.
Yeah. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you so much.
Thank you.